What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Democratic West Hartford State Representative Jillian Gilchrist is with me this morning, but we're not here necessarily to talk about her role as a state rep, but rather as somebody who is looking to become a candidate in the First District race next year, looking to challenge sitting Congressman John Larson as she becomes now the fourth Democrat looking to be named the candidate and get to the primary next year. Representative, welcome to Face Connecticut. It's good to have you on for a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Let's start off by an introduction. I've been asking all of the candidates, and I've spoken with many of them over the last few weeks, not just for this seat, but for several other seats, and I always realize that there's somebody new out there in the audience. So if I were to ask you, who is Jillian Gilchrist, what would you say?
I'd say that I'm a social worker, an advocate, and someone who believes that public policy can be used to improve people's lives. And I'm currently a state representative representing West Hartford at the state capitol.
And what brings you to this point where you say that you want to take your run as a local politician, as a state rep, to a much larger stage, which would be the first congressional district, basically Greater Hartford?
So I ran for state representative originally back in 2018 because I felt like the individual who had the seat at the time wasn't using it in the way it could be used to make the change we need. And I feel that same urgency now. There are a lot of people who are struggling in the first district here in Connecticut. And there is a federal government that is in disarray. And I think it's time for different people to step up and try and make the change we need in this country. And I think I'm one of those people.
So I find it very interesting that at this point in time, we now have four Democrats, and I don't know if there will be a fifth or any more to come, but now we've added you to the list. There's former Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, Councilman in Southington Jack Perry, Hartford School Board member Ruth Fortune. So those are the four Democrats running for this seat at this point in time. What do you think about that number, right? Because we've seen so many seats in Connecticut either go unchallenged or maybe one competitor will emerge. And in this case, we have four people looking to take on an incumbent congressman. Where do you fit in this equation? Do you think that's too many people?
No, I think it illustrates people's frustration with current leadership, and that we need to mix things up as a Democratic Party. And I think my record stands for itself as an effective leader at the State House, and so I'm happy to be joining this important race at this time in our country's history.
So when you say we got to shake things up and change things in our country at this point in time, what are some of the things that you would be looking to tackle? What are some of the issues, and how would you shake it up?
I think for far too long, the Democratic Party has spoken lip service to progressive ideas, but hasn't actually pushed for the change. And so, for example, there was landmark healthcare legislation, you know, the Affordable Care Act, but that was over a decade ago. And since that time, year after year, health insurance has been chipped away, and we're at a point where people in this country are struggling to get basic health care. We also are at a point where the wealth disparity is the highest it's ever been in this country. And while we can blame Republicans, and I do, we also have to look at the Democrats who've been in power this entire time where we've gotten to this point. And so when I say shake it up, if we keep doing what we've done, we'll stay where we are. And I don't want to be where we are right now. I want to move in a positive direction where people can live their lives without having to struggle so much every day.
You're in an interesting position here, I think, because as a state representative, you've had access, very obvious access, to the state capitol, and you've been part of decisions that have affected not just your district, Greater West Hartford, but all of Connecticut from every corner and in between. So my question to you here is, if we're looking at healthcare or the economy or whatever it is, how are you going to advocate for Connecticut when you're going against obviously significantly larger states? Take California or Texas, for example. So how do you elevate Connecticut's standing, but also impact obviously the nation, but with a focus on our state here?
So what I've done as a state representative is I've used this role as a state representative, this platform, to really utilize my advocacy skills and to work inside and outside the building. And so I think it's important for our next congressperson to really see this role and use it as a way to both speak about important issues day in and day out, go out into the community and listen to folks and understand what's impacting them and how we can translate those experiences into public policy. Then it's the role to speak with your colleagues across various states, across ideologies, to better understand where they're coming from, but to be able to share why the issues you care about are important. And so this role is multifaceted, and I think I've been effective at that at the state level, and I want to bring those same skills down to Washington.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut, if you're just joining us. And Democratic West Hartford State Representative Jillian Gilchrist is on with me this morning. She is looking to get to the naming convention next summer, next May, and therefore, if she were to get it, take on Congressman John Larson in a primary next year. So you have definitely some time ahead of you. What's the strategy you have between now and next May?
So I'm going to be getting out into each of the 27 towns in the 1st Congressional District really to listen to people. I think that's been largely missing in Washington. You know, there's a lot of elected officials who will go out and tell people what they need or tell people what their priority is. I want to go out and learn from folks what they need in their elected official. I also am going to have to be doing some fundraising because, unfortunately, at this point in time, under our current campaign structure, people look to how much money you raise as viability. So I'm going to be looking to keep competitive and raise those funds. And then it's going out and meeting with Democratic town committees to understand what they think has been working and hasn't been working.
I saw a video that you posted on social media just the other day. You just recently made this announcement that you're running for Congress. And in the video, you talked about how you're against special interest money, big donations, and you're looking for $5, $25, small dollars from the people, basically, that you'd be representing. Could you talk a little bit more about the message that you have there?
Yes, I think in large part, we're in the place we're in this country where the wealthy are running this country. And you're seeing private equity buying up hospitals, nursing homes, wheelchair repair, where workers aren't getting paid a living wage, but the CEOs are making billions of dollars. That's because we've had a Congress who is unwilling to regulate that wealth. And quite frankly, the greed that is prioritized over people living with the basic needs they have. And so I think that that is resulting from the fact that our campaigns are so heavily influenced by money. And so I get it. I get what I need to do. I need to raise a large amount of money so that I can get my message out there, but I am certainly not going to be taking that money from corporations and, you know, wealthy entities that would think that I then owe them something when I get down to Congress.
As far as your fundraising to this point, do you have a particular goal in mind? You know, if by January 1st you want to reach a certain dollar amount, or by next spring, do you have any goals set like that?
I do. I've been told certain numbers. I've been told a million, 1.5 million. But I was also given the advice that you don't want to be outspent more than 4-1. And so I'll be looking to see what my competitors are raising and making sure that I am keeping competitive. Because at the end of the day, it helped me when I learned what the money goes toward, and what the money goes toward is getting my message out there. And if I can reach people and let them know that I want to be their voice down in Washington so that we can change the way things work and ideally improve their lives through reducing costs and giving them access to health care, then I'm going to work my butt off to raise that money to do that.
One of your competitors in this race, Luke Bronin, kind of has a similar message in that he does not want that special interest money, the big money that you've been talking about here. He went as far as to challenge Larson to say, I don't want you to accept this either. Would you agree to this challenge? In other words, trying to make it kind of a level playing field that they're taking money from the residents, particularly in your district. Would you have that same kind of challenge for Larson?
I'm focused on my race, so, you know, what other people are going to do in their race is on them.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut. If you're joining us now, we have Democrat West Hartford State Representative Jillian Gilchrist on the show, and we're talking about her interest in running for Congress next year, challenging John Larson. John Larson has been a colleague to many people, Bronin being one of them. Now you, what are your thoughts on him now that you're going to challenge him after having worked with him previously in the district?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I respect what the congressman has done. To go into public service and to represent people, you know, I appreciate. I just think at this point in time, we need a new type of leadership, someone like myself who understands that the role is bigger than, prioritizing one particular policy, that this role is about getting out there and listening and learning from folks. This role is about being an advocate day in and day out and pushing for the change we need. That this role is going out and speaking with folks and talking through sometimes really challenging issues, but trying to get people to a place where we can find agreement to push for the change we need. And I don't see that happening under the current congressman's leadership.
One particular issue that the current congressman, John Larson, has been very focused on for some time is Social Security. Now, that's definitely an issue on the campaign trail. But of course, again, the criticism is that he's been focusing on it a lot. So my question to you is, if that's an issue that he kind of is well identified with, that people in the district know him well for and advocating for and talking about, what would your message be on the issue of keeping Social Security funded and available to Americans, not just in Connecticut, but across the country?
So I 100% support Social Security and keeping it funded. I think the issue here is that there are so many people right now, in particular people in their 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, who don't even think Social Security is going to be there for them when they get to that age. And then the other issue is that at this moment in time, people are struggling with everyday concerns. So certainly we need to, you know, yes, Social Security should be there. We should invest in it. But we need to also be talking about the needs people have day in and day out, which, again, is living wages, affordable health care, a public education system that's working. How about paid family and medical leave for people? How about affordable child care? And so there's so many issues that people in Connecticut's first district are experiencing day in and day out that I think it can be frustrating for them to only hear about Social Security.
I'd like to talk about another issue that's been getting a lot of attention, particularly in Connecticut, and that would be the cost of housing. And I think that this is something that you're kind of drawing on here, that yes, Social Security is a big issue, but there are other cost of living type issues that are affecting particularly younger generations at this point in time, and that is the ability to buy a home and afford housing, or not even buy a home, but to afford an apartment. Where do you stand on housing issues, and what are some of your ideas to combat that at a national level?
So I'm supportive of addressing the affordable housing crisis. What shocks me is we have a new term. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called deeply affordable. And if we've gotten to the point where we need to now redefine and call things deeply affordable because affordable housing isn't affordable, we have a problem. I'm completely on board to try and address these everyday concerns that people are experiencing. As you know, we tried to pass a bill here in the state of Connecticut, and unfortunately, the governor vetoed it. And there's a large pushback because of, you know, local control. And certainly, you need to bring all partners to the table to hear from them how a policy would potentially impact them, what are the pros, what are the cons. But at the end of the day, if there's people who are opposing progress, if there's people who are opposing a policy because they think it's going to negatively impact potentially just their specific interests versus it actually helping the public good, then we need to move forward. And I think that is, you know, this actually, the housing bill is an example of what's going on down in Washington, where special interests are winning the day over solving problems to improve people's lives. And so I want to go down there and be a voice that pushes for policies that will actually make people's lives better. And housing is certainly one of those.
Here's a related issue to housing. Connecticut has some of the highest electric bills in the nation, second or third highest, depending on which study or survey you're looking at. So my question to you is, with so much talk locally in Connecticut about what to do about electric bills, is there something that could be done at the federal level that you would advocate for, that you would like to see happen here in Connecticut that would affect our energy and electric bill prices and maybe also have an impact at the national level?
Certainly. There could be more robust federal programs that help subsidize energy efficient ways that we could move. So, we're constantly having conversations at the state level about heat pumps, solar panels, but how do we have people actually, put those into everyday action? We could really use some support from the federal government to move us in that direction. And unfortunately, again, the policies are being driven by corporate interests federally and not by what would benefit the everyday people in terms of the bills they're paying, so what's coming out of their pocket, but also in terms of their health, because when we don't move to more energy efficient ways of doing things, we're having people experiencing the public health ramifications of using unclean energy sources. And so we should be doing more as a federal government to make sure people can afford the basic needs they have, and energy is a basic need.
Are there any other particular issues? I think we've hit on some of the biggest ones, but are there any other particular issues that might be unique to your campaign or visions that you have for Washington that we haven't brought up at this point early on in your introduction here as a candidate for Congress on WTIC?
Yes, I think, people should know that I co-chair the Reproductive Rights Caucus at the state legislature. But I've worked in women's health and safety since I began doing advocacy way back in 2006. And so right now in this country, we have a Republican Party that is banning abortion across the country, and in doing so has made women's health at jeopardy. And so if elected to Congress, I would be a strong voice in ensuring that individuals can access the health care they need and that we invest more fully in women's health.
Let's go back to talking about your campaign at this point in time. And I'm talking on Face Connecticut with West Hartford State Representative Democrat Jillian Gilchrist, who is now throwing her hat in the ring, interested in running for Congress and unseating incumbent Congressman John Larson in next year's election. I'm curious here because I see so many campaigns have such a diverse way of reaching people because media, let's face it, is so fragmented. Right now you're on radio, but I'm sure you'll consider television and social media. And I saw your video just this past week. It looked like walking on a track or a path of some kind, and that's how you made your announcement. So my question is, what's your approach to media and reaching out to people and getting your message to them and hoping that maybe they'll reach out to you?
As a social worker, one of the leading principles of my work as a state representative and in this campaign is going out and listening and learning from people and letting them know about myself. And so I'm going to use every media platform possible because different people utilize media in different ways. And so I'm using social media across multiple platforms, print media, as you said, TV, radio. So any way I can get both my message out there and then have access to people who want to share what's impacting themselves with me.
How does this race impact what you're doing in your local district? You still are a state representative. So what happens in your local district and how are you kind of juggling the two?
Yes, I'm still state representative in the 18th district in West Hartford. So I've always been someone who can prioritize multiple things at once, and so I am still serving, and I will serve through my, this is my fourth term. We go back into session in February, although we might have a special session this September or October, and so I will continue to do both roles. I will be running for Congress at the same time I am serving the people in West Hartford.
Well, I really appreciate your time and coming on Face Connecticut. Again, this has been just kind of an introductory conversation, and I hope that we'll have more as the campaign progresses and as we approach the election next year. Any final thoughts?
No, I would love that. Thank you for the opportunity. And if people want to get in touch with me, the website is votefordjillian.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.